What a privilege it is tonight to be at the Blue Water Conference. This is not the first Blue Water Conference I attended, and I'm going to date myself. I'm going to go back to 1967, the year my wife and I were married. There was a Blue Water Conference hosted by the Dresden and Wallaceburg assemblies, very close to Wallaceburg, Ontario. Some of you may have been at that conference, and last night we were taking a little ride along the river and past that facility. And so there were many happy memories of that time, and I'm sure for you there will be many happy memories of the time that you spend here. But we need you to listen and listen carefully. And we're going to sing a hymn first, and I'm going to address a lot of my remarks to the boys and girls as well as the older ones. And I may ask one or two questions towards the end, and we'll have to see whether we remember those questions. We'll start with number 25. Number 25 in our hymn sheet. And I'm going to ask someone to please raise the tune. Best is very brief.
Like the binding of a sheep. Calls you be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Time is sliding swiftly by, death and judgment both run out. Soul be lost, be in time.
Be in time,
be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate. Just too late, be in time.
Sinner, heed the warning voice.
Make the Lord your happy choice. Then all heaven will rejoice. Be in time. Come from darkness into light, from the way that seemeth right. Come and start for heaven tonight. Be in time. Be in time. Be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate. Too late, be in time.
We just bow our heads and ask the Lord's help and blessing. Our loving God and Father, We ask that thou impress upon each one tonight the brevity of time. And we are reminded from thy precious word that the offer of salvation will not be extended indefinitely. We are reminded of that verse in Scripture, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And we just think of each one present in the room tonight, from the youngest to the oldest. Thou knowest each one. Thou knowest whether each individual has bowed their head and accepted thee as Savior. And it is our desire tonight to see each one bound for heaven. And so we would just ask thy blessing and thy help in the ever precious and worthy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I was struck the other day in driving up to the conference with a number of signs that I saw along the highway. And one of the signs that I saw numerous times or many times was, "It can wait. It can wait." I went up the highway another 5 miles. There's another sign. "It can wait." 5 miles further up the road. "It can wait." What were they talking about? Who put those signs up? Oh, it's the Department of Transportation. And they didn't want to have people distracted when they drove. I think you know what this is. What is this? Who can tell me? A phone. When do people use these phones? To call people? Yes. You had an answer too.
To see videos and things.
Maybe to see videos. If you look around, you would think people are using these phones all the time. Do you think drivers look at their phones when they're driving a car down the highway? You think so? I know so. And those people that were in charge of putting those signs up, "It can wait," knew that it was a big problem because people were getting in accidents. And in some cases, lives were lost. And so underneath that sign, "It could wait," was a further line, texting spot 5 miles ahead. It was a place that you could pull off and text someone without endangering your life or someone else's life. Now, at the end of this message tonight, I'm going to just change the words around. You know, boys and girls, men and women, set something that are called priorities. We think we know what's important. And so, when somebody tells us it can wait, We have a decision to make. Is that message that important? But let me tell you something. When God says it can't wait, it's the most important thing that you can listen to tonight. There was another sign that I was somewhat impressed with. I've never seen something quite like this. I tend to travel a lot. I drive many miles. I go through towns. I see signs, welcome to this town, welcome to that town, welcome to another town. It's a nice thing to see a sign like that. But very often it's impersonal. You don't see the person behind the sign that is saying welcome. And so just on Wednesday, I'm entering the city of Batavia in New York State, and there was a sign that read just a little differently than any sign that I had seen before. It said, "The people of Batavia welcome you." I could just imagine a group of people standing